Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Unusual Wisdom Podcast. It's Tiffany, your life and wholeness coach, and I thank you all for listening. I would like to take the time out to thank all of my consistent listeners. We are almost at 500 downloads, and that is mind-blowing, okay? I have only uploaded 4 episodes, and we're already at 500 downloads. God is on a move, you guys. On a move, on the move, and moving, okay? So again, thank you to all of my day one listeners, and to all of you who are new, welcome to Unusual Wisdom Podcast. Again, my name is Tiffany, and I am your life and wholeness coach. Yes, I am your life and wholeness coach. Today, I want to come from a subject of your mind, because again, my mission is to remove the limits off of your mind, change your perspective so that you can get aligned with God's will and his plans for your life. Why do I stress that every episode? Because I've learned that choosing your own ways and your own plans, you don't make it. And again, let me speak for myself. I didn't make it choosing my own plan. Didn't make it far at all. I made it to the limit of my natural ability. And that did not feel good at all. It actually allowed me to pick up some challenges that make my goals and dreams slower than what I'm sure would have been the pace if I chose God's plan. However, I thank him for his mercy and grace that I was able to yield to his plans finally. Finally. And in finally, that's a blessing because I didn't have to get to this place after all the things I did do wrong, all the left turns. He still loved me through it all and saved me from my downfalls. So that's why I stress it that much. We have to have direction in the world of so many different voices and so many different opinions and so many different perspectives of which way to go, what to do, what's right, what's wrong, what's good, what's bad. You know, it's something how we will fight to prove what's wrong to be right. We will fight to prove what's wrong to be right. And you know, that amazes me. And it's like when you come from a place of truth, because it doesn't feel well and it makes you uncomfortable, we are quick to tell the person who's telling the truth that they're wrong and that's just your opinion. You know, so then we have to get in debate of why does that have to be the truth, or who said that was true, and what do you believe and where did it come from? Well, if we did not need the Bible, which are biblical instructions, before leaving this earth, if we didn't need it, it wouldn't have been written. So what better way to follow the one who was full of all right doings than somebody who tried to do right, fail? To follow a person like that would lead you to the wrong way. Let me say that better. Jesus was righteous. Jesus was holy. Jesus was perfect. Jesus didn't fall. Jesus didn't slip. He didn't make the wrong turn and say, oops, I tried that. It didn't work. Let me go this route. He didn't do that. He paved the way to follow, which is the truth and the light and the way that we're supposed to go. But yet we have so many people that wants to debate that. That's not the truth, because we have so many other things to read, so many things to hear that can touch you where you are and justify the reason to not believe that Jesus is the way. And, you know, it trips me out, because even though when I was in the world heavy, yes, I took left turns, but I always knew which way was right, but I want to do my way. you know, I won't do my way. So I never fought the fact that Jesus wasn't right and it wasn't the right way. It's just that I was going to do my own thing because it felt good. It felt good to me. Choosing what I wanted to do felt good because I didn't have anybody to hold me accountable to doing what I was doing to make me think it was wrong. And then when they did try to hold me accountable, they were wrong. That's just your opinion. Let me live my life like I want to. And isn't that the biggest thing right now? Let them live the way they want to live. That is so whack. I would choose my words wisely. That is so whack, seriously. What do you mean let them live the way they want? Granted, you can, but if everybody lives by that principle, then we wouldn't even have a little bit of correction that will make you think twice. I mean, think about it. We're only alive because Jesus is alive. Period. You're not alive by your alarm clock. You're not alive by because you made plans for the next minute, the next hour, the next day. That's not why you're alive. You're alive because God sent Jesus to save you. And so if he didn't send his son to save us, we would be dead. Quick. We'd be dead. So be careful chasing what satisfy and justify where you are when you know it's wrong. And that's when you're held accountable. You know, I had a conversation with a great friend this past weekend, and we were talking about how, you know, that we're covered even though we choose to go another route outside of what God says to do. They were covered. Yes, we are covered. But you know, when you are made aware of what his principles are and his commandments are, and you still choose to do what you want, you are now held accountable for choosing your way, the wrong way. You're held accountable for that. And people love to say, as I said before, oh, don't judge me. You're judging me if you tell me what I'm doing is wrong. But do you do know that when we transition over, that we will be judged for our walk here on earth? You do know that, right? And so we need the prophets. We need God's righteousness here on earth to help us. So when we get to that judgment day, he will not tell us to depart from him, for he never knew us. That's why I encourage you all to get a relationship with Christ. It's not about who go to church, when they go to church, how often they go to church. You can go to church, right? You can walk in the building, clap your hands, say amen, and still not receive what it is that you need because you're so filled with your own ways, your own thoughts, and what you're going to do and how you see things. So it's not about going to church. Not saying that we don't need to. I'm just wanting to clarify that because you walk in the building and you post a picture saying, oh, I went to church today, but yet your next post is cussing somebody out or talking about, you know, how you going to do the complete opposite of whatever the pastor, I'm sure whatever the pastor told you in that message, that's not a check mark to say, oh, I know you now. That's not enough for God to say, oh, I know you. I know who you are. Come on in. No, it's not that. You know, he the biggest part was done when he sent Jesus. But we still have a part to play in this. It's teamwork. But he paid the most expensive price. And so when we come to a place where we have to choose or that we have to make a decision, think about that. God paid an expensive price for you, Tiffany. And so are you gonna waste that and turn away to fulfill your flesh? Is it worth it? Do you think he sent his only son for you to bad talk him and try to prove that he's wrong and that is not right? That's when you know if you're in an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ, because the way you value your relationships here on earth with the ones you with, even if it ain't supposed to be the one you supposed to be with, you value that relationship more than you value how your relationship is with Christ. And that's the one who saved you, the one here on earth that can't save you. But yet we will put our all in these earthly relationships and these earthly material things as if that's going to save us. Whatever you worship, your relationship, think about it. If something comes up and they have to choose, are they going to choose you or are they going to choose themselves? because God chose you over his son. God said, I love them so much, I don't want to see them die. So I'm going to send my only son, my only flesh and blood, to save you. But yet we can't even give him an hour of our day. He don't even ask for the whole 24 hours. He just wants some time alone with you. And yet we can't do, we don't even do that. We're too busy. We're too busy for the Savior. We're too busy for the provider. We're too busy for the one who laid down his life. But we will lay down our lives for a like on social media. We will lay down our lives to make someone think we're more than what we really are behind closed doors. We would lay down our lives to be seen as the most baddest. And I'm talking about baddest as far as, oh, I beat you down. Oh, I don't need you. Your energy is no good. Imagine if God told you, I detect your energy and it don't mix with mine, so I'm turning away from you. What if God did you like that, or did us? Let me speak for all of us. You know, people trip me out. That's all you see nowadays. You don't have to say anything. I can detect your energy, which granted, you can vibe a person. But if we're supposed to be servants of Christ, and for the ones who call themselves Christians, how dare you tell the next one, oh, your energy was this, so I had to back away from you. Why is energy's worship right now? Yes, we need discernment to know which way to go and who to mess with. But as a servant, you could be my assignment. Your energy, I can sense that your energy is off. But if I'm going to just choose by your energy at that moment to deal with you, I could very well miss an assignment that God has instructed me to do, because I in my flesh say, oh, nah, I'm not fooling with them. Their energy was off. I seen how they would come. I'm not fooling with them. You missed your assignment. And God is not pleased, because we're servants. Especially if you quit the claim, oh, I love God and God is blessing me. Well, what are you doing for God? Are you doing what he said do? Are you being obedient? Or are you so high and mighty and so self-righteous that you choose to do whatever satisfies you instead of what God says do? Like, these are the things that we're going to be held accountable for on Judgment Day. So why not try to get it right now before it's too late? Because once he say it's over, it's over. You don't have time. You don't have a second chance that he gives us every day. You won't get that when he say it's over. Because when he say it's over, it's over. And we don't have a chance to try to explain what we meant by, oh, the energy. I meant this, Lord. This is what I meant. Like, you know, I love him, but I just want to fool with him. Do you think one time Jesus didn't want to say, I don't want to fool with them sinners? Their energy is off. Because again, he's holy, right? So he stepped down to meet us where we were, to let us know who we were and how he saw us, regardless of our energy, regardless of what we had did, regardless of the wrong turns. He never judged us by our energy. So how can we judge another by their energy? Love that person through that bad energy and it'll shift. It'll shift. Didn't y'all? It was a lot of people speaking about unconditional love. Are you showing unconditional love? Or that don't apply to you when it comes to you loving others. We got to get it together. We so busy again trying to prove what's wrong, right, that we're missing the big picture. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's about God's purpose. So instead of trying to tell the next person, oh, you're doing, oh, you wrong, or not that you're wrong, but instead of trying to tell the next person to choose, how can I say it? If you're not telling the next person something that's going to better their lives, don't say nothing at all. The enemy has been defeated, but he's clever. And the way that this generation and society is looking now is so watered down to where he's sliding on in. He just sliding in. And he's allowing, I don't even know how to put it. Help me, Lord. He's using the word, but in a deceptive kind of way, because he know the Bible. He was in heaven. He was an angel. So he can make you think that you're in the word of God, and he can make you think that you're serving God, but the whole time he's manipulating you, because he's not giving you the full word of God. He's giving you partial of the word, but he's twisting it. And because you don't know the word for yourself, he's able to trick you off your feet. I had mentioned the other day to someone about I had to apply slip resistant mindset against the enemy, because he comes all the time trying to make us fall. He does. And I'm telling you, if I don't constantly keep myself and my focus and my eyes on the word, y'all, I'm weak. That's no lie. I'm weak. If I hadn't spent my time in the presence of God before I start my day, I'm weak. My flesh is high, and I'm almost about to act on it all the way. And even acting on it partially is wrong. But I'm just going to be real, because I'm real, okay? If I do not stay in the word, if I don't keep the word in my face, if I don't keep his word in my ear, because the enemy is always lurking. He's waiting for that moment to come in and take you off your game. And he want me off my game. He want me off so bad. But he can't, he don't notice Tiffany no more. Because before, I might get in the word one day and might not get back in the word for a whole week or two. And guess what I would do? Fall, okay? I'll lay down and do what I ain't supposed to be doing, cussing, going out drinking. I would do that. I would do that often, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. But I had to finally surrender that. It's like, I no longer want to please you, devil. And I no longer want you to make it seem like God is powerless, because he's powerful. But when I say that we're a team, that it's a teamwork effort, God can't be defeated, okay? He's already won. So when the enemy makes us look like, or make it seem like what God says is not true, it's because we have not been in the word like we're supposed to be. So we are open for attack, and we will fall. God says to put on the full armor. So if we're not putting on the full armor of God, we are open for him to come on in. And so that's what I used to do until I finally applied slip resistant mindset. And when you think about slip resistant, you automatically go to shoes, you know, that's really what you hear that saying applied to. But I had to apply it to my mind. And because I'm wanting us to remove the limits off our mind, when you remove those limits of bad habits, apply slip resistant. And when I looked up the term slip resistant and see what it meant, it's protection from slipping, no matter what may be found on the surfaces. That was so spirit. Anything I look at, y'all, or I think about you, I always see a spiritual meaning behind it. So it say that it is designed to offer you protection from slipping, no matter what may be found on the surface. So on the surface, we see evil things being done. We see killings. We see viruses coming up. We see politics saying they believe in this, but yet this is what they're really doing. That's the surface, right? That's the surface. So when you're not guarded, when you're not protected, when you don't have any resistance on your mind, you'll fall for it, thinking that it's right. So how do we get a slip-resistant mindset? We read the word. When God says put on the whole armor, that's what he means. That would allow you, that will keep you from slipping, because demons flee at the sound of the name Jesus, okay? You can walk around and say Jesus, 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 and they must bow. They have no power at the sound of his name. Come on, somebody. So if you're walking around naked, you're liable to get poked. Easy. You wonder why when something comes up against you that you fall, or you react in the wrong way, or anything, the things that should not have the power to bring you down, it still does. It's because you're naked out here. You're not applying the word. And then how Satan tries to manipulate us with the word. I learned this past week, that you can say all day long that you pray, you know, you wonder if God hear you or not. The reason why nothing seems to be changing in your life or it's not effective, it's because when you're praying, but you don't have the power, and you don't have the power because you're not in God's presence. That is powerful. The power is lacking because you're not in his presence. So you're praying, but who are you praying to? And why can't God receive your prayers? Well, first of all, he don't know what he knows. Let's not say that. But you're trying to manipulate God. That's just the bottom line. You're trying to manipulate him, and he just like, I'm not going to add another layer to your mess. That's not it. You're going to make way for me. If you want me to come in, make way for me. Where you are willing, God is able. That's good. So when you can say all day long, Lord, I want you to come into my heart. But if you're not open up your heart for him to come in, he can't get in because something else is blocking. That's why I stress wholeness and healing. I could not be here back then because I wasn't fully open. I didn't fully surrender to God. I would say all day with my mouth, you know, Lord, I love you. I want you to come in. I want you to help me. But because he's all knowing, I could not manipulate him, and he did not come in because I was blocking. I was blocking him with the hurt. I was blocking him with the pain. I was blocking him with my ways, my plan, my will. He couldn't come in. He could not come in. It's like he's waiting to come in because he's waiting for you to come to him. Empty, though. You can go to God as you are, but have an opening for him to get in. You're not coming to him you're not coming to him. You can't come to God with your plan and say, bless it. Bless my plan, Lord. I know you said that I need to surrender, but I ain't ready to surrender yet. So just bless my ways. Bless what I want to do right now. And we good, Lord. That's what we saying. So we be praying, Lord, help me. But AKA, help me continue my way, but with your blessings. That's really what we be saying. Because if we think about it, if we want his will, we'll pray for his will and not pray for him to bless ours. I used to go to God and be like, so Lord, you know the situation I'm going through, right? So you know, I look at it like, if I do this, then we straight. You know, that's what I used to say. That's what I be thinking I'm praying. So I'm thinking I'm praying. Y'all thinking my praying getting through. Like, okay, so y'all said get on my knees. Y'all said to pray every day. Okay, cool. So I'm getting on my knees. I'm praying, Lord, bless my situation, Lord God. I know this is what I want for myself, Lord God. So all I'm asking you, God, is just to bless it. I know that you hear me, Lord. I know that you love me, so I know you're going to bless it. Amen. That's a joke. Because not one time did I ever say, Lord, this situation that I'm in, I don't want no more control over, Lord God. I need you to show me what I'm doing wrong, Lord God. I need you to show me what I need to do in this situation, Lord God. Lord God, help my mind. Take myself out of it, Lord, and place your spirit and your hands on me, Lord. Change my mindset. Change my heart. Purify me, Lord. Cleanse it out, Lord God. If I'm moving the wrong way, Father God, help me to go the right way and choose your way, Lord. You know the ending, Father God. So I ask you, Lord God, to give me the tools to make this the way you want it, Lord God, and not the way I want it. In Jesus' name, amen. That's what I should have been praying then, and I probably would have saw change quicker than I have seen it now. But no, I went to him thinking, because I said a scripture that day, because I prayed that he heard it, he changed it, he gonna bless it. And the way the enemy will trick you off of that, he heard your prayer. And because you were praying in vain, he justified it your way and you thought God blessed it. Jesus. Me too. Like, not just y'all. Me too. I'm talking about me when I used to do it. He would come in and it'll work out the way I want it to work out. And I would say, thank you, Lord, for blessing that. And the whole time, God ain't blessed that because it wasn't right. And the reason why I knew it wasn't right because it was the way I wanted to go. And I didn't care who it hurt. Long as it made Tiffany feel good, I said, God blessed it. That wasn't a blessing. Was not a blessing. And it wasn't until I started asking God to purify my heart, to cleanse my heart, change my mindset, help me think like you, God, and not myself. Consider my ways, Lord, because I don't know. I know what I feel, which feelings will mess you up. I know what I feel. I know what I want to feel about the situation. But if this is not what you want for it, help me see it the way you want it to be done. And help me see it the way you see it. And I promise y'all, it changed my life. When my prayers changed, when my heart started being purified, when I started healing, when I started surrendering and started aligning with his will for my life, everything started to change. Even if I didn't like it, even if my flesh didn't like it, because a little bit of my controlling and a little bit of what I wanted still wanted to peek through, but I wanted God's outcome and not Tiffany's outcome. Because with God's outcome, he prepared me for the outcome and it's not going to hurt me. Even naturally, if I pick it up and it hurt, I know that it's all for my good. So change your prayers around. Stop thinking that you're manipulating God because you can't. And ask God for his will for the situations in your life. We can see things one way because that's what we do with a human mind. But we got to know the human mind can't even reach God's ways of thinking. Can't even. But why not trust the one who has your final place, final destination, have all the results of everything you come to in his hands already? Remember, he knows the ending from your beginning. So why not try to seek him for the answer to what you're going through right now versus trying to figure it out on your own? Get out the way. Don't let somebody come in here and trick you off thinking Jesus is not the way, because the devil is a lie. You are a lie because Jesus is alive. And he's coming back for the ones who believe and love him, not the ones who sitting out here thinking because they say a scripture every day and because they praying for their ways to be done. And I'm just going to keep it real. Speak, Holy Ghost. Don't get tricked off of that. Don't get tricked off this watered down society and this watered down social media, the way they're making everything wrong look right. Do not get tricked off of that, because you have to answer for all of that. Righteousness is still good. Holiness is still a commandment. It's still a principle of Christ. And it ain't that you're trying to be holier than thou, but we still supposed to be searching, seeking holiness, righteousness. Think about it. Jesus, another conversation I had, we are servants of Christ, right? The ones who claim they're Christians. And this is another point. We got to be careful with following those who say they're Christians, because a lot of Christians are making the walk look like you can do what you want to do and you're still blessed. And that ain't it. That's not it. There is a way that there are principles to be Christ-like. And before you repeat what you heard, before you mock what you see if it aligns with the word of God. Do that. See if it aligns with the word of God before you get out here and repeat anything. Even me, before you repeat what I say, go make sure that you can find it in the word. Don't take what I say verbatim if you don't want to. I'm not forcing anybody to say, oh, Tiffany is right. Just know I'm coming from the word. Know that. And anything I say, you can go and back it up. And I'm going to let you know where I'm coming from also. Because I'm not out here trying to play. I don't want to be. I know what God has called me to do. And I know that I will be held accountable for anybody I lead astray. That's why I could not coach when I was not healed or whole. He wouldn't even allow me to sit before his people messed up. Because you know what I would have done if I started 2 years ago, 3 years ago, if I had started then, I would have came at you watered down. I would have came at you and I would have came, you would have came from me, came at me for advice, and I would have led you down the wrong path. You know why? Because I would have been like, you can do what you want to do. Stay in the club, get drunk, and go to church Sunday and pray and repent for it. That's what I would have told you to do, because you know why? That's what I would have been doing. You would have came to me for advice. Say we talking about purity. And I would have told you, I've been celibate for a year and a half now. So I can help you. But then knowing that I had failed, because I didn't have my slip resistant mindset on, and still trying to speak life into you, coming from messed up, because I'm wide open at this point. I done opened up my soul to sex. So now I'm trying to encourage you not to do it. I would have been lying. And so then your blood would have been on my hands. I would have been responsible for that on Judgment Day. So I thank God for sitting me down when I wasn't right. I thank God that I was even able to sit down and not want to speak into anybody. No, I wasn't coming from the real. So be careful with that, because everybody's not coming at you from the Word of God. They're coming from their perspective, and they're coming from what they feel like should be. And then we can't operate on feelings. Because feelings come and go, they're temporary. But God's word is not temporary. We got to stop looking at the word like it's a history book, like it can't happen now. He wrote this out because he knew the things we would come up against. Each day, if you seek Christ, he will give you new revelation for the times we're living in now. But the word still gives you tools to get through day to day. But we don't take the time out to sit in his presence to get it. That's why when things come up against us, we fail. You got to get tired of falling. You got to put on your slip-resistant mindset, and that's burying the word in your heart and your mind, because I'm telling you, we live in these times that you need it. We need it. We need it. I'm telling you, when I'm not in it, I'm struggling. But don't get caught up, guys. Don't get caught up in something that you can't get yourself out of and don't know what to turn to get you out. God will never leave you. He won't. And yes, his love is unconditional. But you will still be held accountable for things when you know that you're not supposed to be doing and you still do. Yeah. So again, I'm before you in spirit and in truth. I'm not coming at you from my perspective. I'm coming at you with unconditional love. I want all of y'all, all of my people to live an eternal life in heaven. And yes, it's a heaven and it's a hell. And unfortunately, everyone doesn't go to heaven. We are saved until Jesus returns. So when he returns, you don't want to get left behind. That's the whole point of his coming and him dying so that he could save us. So let's endure to the end. This world ain't got nothing to offer us. Nothing. We see that. We see that with our own eyes. And we know the ending of all of our lives is death. So how do you know? Oh, my God. We know the ending. We know that we only going to leave here one way. So why not choose to die and live eternally in heaven than live eternally burning over and over and over? I'm going to tell you about this dream, and I'm going to let y'all go because I went over the time. When I was out here drinking, partying, sexing, doing me, I had a dream one night. I had came home from the club drunk. I'm getting inside. Let me calm down. Ooh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I was walking on a beach, and in my dream, it was me and my mom. We were walking on the beach. We were just having a conversation, and all of a sudden, it's like the sky turned gray, like it was a storm about to come, and the wind started blowing. And we're steady walking on the beach, walking on the sand, just having a good old time. And all of a sudden, Once the clouds got dark, started getting dark, the sand started sinking quicksand. And I was like, what's going on? And so my mom started to get farther and farther away from me, and the sand is just sinking. And I'm like, am I going down? Like, why I can't stay up? And I mean, it's sinking. So all of a sudden, the sky turns red. And my mom has like far off. I'm like, mom, like, where you going? Do you not hear me? And all of a sudden, I start feeling, and I felt this in my dream, okay? I felt this for real. I started feeling fireballs on my body. And it's like it was ripping my skin. It was burning my skin. And I kept sinking. And every time it would fall from the sky, it was nothing but a ball of fire. I mean, it was burning me. And I woke up. Now, I went to sleep drunk, okay? Because I had just came from the club. And I woke up in tears. And I instantly started praying because your girl was on her way to hell. And my grandmother told me that I thought I was walking with my mom, but that was Jesus I was walking with. And because I had chose my own way, because I had got caught up in my will, in my sin, I was going to hell. I didn't have time. You know, I'm scared and don't know what's going on because the sand is sinking and I don't know what else to do but call out on my who I thought was my mom, calling her and saying, "You don't hear me? Like, what you doing? Like, help me." I didn't think to say, "Jesus, save me." I didn't think. I didn't have time for that because by this time I'm getting burnt. Like, I'm burning. But I was sinking further and further down and your girl was going to hell. And that was a wake-up call for me. So people out here saying, "Oh, hell isn't real." That's not true. Get in your word. Get in the book of Revelation. It's in there. So again, I'm not coming at y'all from my perspective or my opinions or what I feel is best for you. I'm coming from the word of God. Okay? He has did the biggest thing for us that saved us. Now we have to do our part and choose his will over ours. Okay? And so I'm going to go ahead and stop here because I'm going to get excited. I'm going to keep going. But I love you all, and I want to end this to let you know that the enemy is trying to trick you off of what you need to stand on, but I want you to apply your slip-resistant mindset for when you get ready to think you about to slip, use the word and resist the sin, resist your flesh, feed your spirit, man, because when you feed your flesh rises. When you feed it, you're gonna choose your way and not God's way. I want to thank you all again for taking the time to listen to me tonight. I want to give you guys my contact information because I have had amazing feedback and inquiries on getting started coaching with me. And I am honored because I want you guys, we got to remove these limits off our minds. We don't want to be stuck here. We don't want to be stuck. When Jesus come back, we want to go up with him if we haven't already passed on and waiting for him to get us out the grave. Because, you know, when you die, in Christ, you will be the first to rise. But even if you don't die and he come back before that time, you want to be able to go up. You want to. You don't want to get stuck down here, left behind. You do not want to be left behind. So my contact information, my email address is unusualwisdom20@gmail.com. That's unusualwisdom20@gmail.com. Reach out to me so we can get connected and we can begin to heal and become whole and live the principles of Christ. He has already saved you. We don't have a work salvation. We just have, we have a job to do as a servant of Christ. Okay? And we will be judged by our works. So I love you guys. I thank you for listening. Please subscribe. Please share. Leave a review. Let me know what it is I can do to help you, help me, and we gonna win because we are winners. We fight from a victory's position, not a defeat, not defeated. I love you guys, and I'll see you next episode.